The old one, although I was never stationed in the old one, I had been there, I'd visited every so often from my previous positions. It was just way too small. It was no way it was going to be conducive, especially with Elyria and Lorain and that merging with the three departments. And you had people that were in multiple people in very small areas. It's very hard to run a health department very segmented, meaning that if you create silos, it's very difficult to have, let's say, environmental health talk with health promotion. I mean, there's environmental issues you need to promote. Well, when you don't really get the chance to work together because you're just so siloed and separated physically, that it is just not, it's very difficult to work through that and get that message out to folks. The building itself is really speaks of the community, this new complex, and that it is very open, it's the atmosphere itself is very open and welcoming and warm, instead of the older brick and the carpeted walls, and now it's with all the windows in the front, and that's what we want, is we wanted a place that welcomes people in. Come and do business here. You know, we want you to come in. We want to be able to talk to you when you are coming to get a license or a birth and death record. We want you to feel proud of the building. It's your health department. So, yeah.
And I'm assuming it was brought online in time for COVID?
Just prior to. So the move-in was occurring around Thanksgiving in 2019. And then you're in about a month. They really did not get settled in. So if you look around during the tour today, you'll find that most employees still don't have anything at their desks because they never really got the chance to move in. COVID happened pretty much at the end of December, beginning of January, the rumblings, and everybody went into incident command mode and really just started focusing on COVID. So this open house is sort of that welcoming, not only for the public, but also for the employees to say, you know, let's move in.
Can you talk a little bit about those employees who had to, in a sense, pivot from what they normally do to something maybe they don't normally do?
Oh, this question, I have a problem where if you ask me what time it is, I tell you how the clock is built. There's so many facets to this, though. So when something like that happens, we go through the incident command structure, and you start out with one Lego, and the person that's watching the information and says, hey, I think this is going to be something we need to be interested with or that we have to pay attention to. We're talking to Columbus. And you start adding more Legos to that. Well, eventually, it's everybody's involved. You're not doing, everything gets suspended. You might still be doing birth and death records, but your clinics, because you can't have clinics because of any fear of infection with inside. You also start to have to, with licensure. I mean, so at first you suspend everything. And you're just focusing on how do we stop the spread of this. And then after about 2 or 3 weeks, you start to see where that's at. You start to get, okay, you start developing teams on, you're going to look at the messaging of COVID. You're going to look at prevention of COVID. You're going to work with schools and children to keep from COVID and go into those. So you break out into those Legos. And then about October, you transition into, now that things have opened up, you transition to the vaccine because you hear it's coming. So then it was a second wave. So December 23rd, 21st, our vaccine arrived. December 23rd, we went into a whole different command structure. We're vaccinating 1A, then 1B, and then 1C, then 2. So when you're going through those phases and you're expanding, you know, how the next expansion is every single person in the health department was involved, but we needed more. And that's when the MRCs, the Medical Reserve Corps, got involved. And they saved our lives. They saved the lives of Lorain County residents because of their involvement. These folks don't get paid to come in and give shots, to come in and help direct traffic. They're volunteers. They're volunteers in the community, like Dr. Hope Moon from LCCC. It's just an amazing, to me, it's an amazing story. Not just a public health story, but I wish everybody in the community could see all the volunteers. We had 160 unique volunteers coming in that worked every clinic that we had from mid-January to last night. So, and they continue, and they want to be they want to be involved as well. They see the need in the community. So we went from truly everybody to even more than everyone and community members. And now we're going back down. We've reduced a lot of those Legos, going back to regular work. And this is also a kind of celebration of that, is kind of returning back to normal so that we can provide those same services for everybody.
What kind of role will the department have in schools reopening, kids going back, some in 6 weeks?
The health department's role in that would be advisory. So whatever is the state is talking with the federal government and the governor, they're going to come out with a guidelines or recommendations. And what we get that, and we're that translation piece of that material, that sounding board for the schools to sound off to us, to tell us what's happening in their community. And then we take that material that we get from the Ohio Department of Health and say, okay, well, this part applies to that and this part would apply to that. So right now, the Ohio Department of Health is working on what does the school year look like. We don't have that information yet, and we have a conversation with the superintendents tomorrow. So if we get that information, we'll be talking to them about it. But if we don't, then it's just that we'll have another meeting with them a little bit later to say, hey, we got that info in. This is what it means.
Yeah. One other question. What brought you to this department?
So I was in Canton for 24 years, and then I was a health commissioner in Henry County for just under 3 years. And I've known Dave for quite some time, about 28 years. And he called me and he says, I know your family lives in Northeast Ohio, and I was living in an apartment and driving home on weekends. Would you like to get back to them? And come on, I'm going to retire, and would you like to come out? And I said, absolutely. He and I are on the same thinking path when it comes to public health. We both love it, and we both love the people that work in public health in our community. So it was just, I said, absolutely. All right, put me through the interview process. I'll be in there. And did that, and then they awarded me the position, and I'm looking forward to it.